Okay. My boy said primarily today, we're going to really finish the sugya of last week because it really leads into the next sugya. The Mishnah reads, Ashanim benidar. We mentioned that the years of evaluation go by the one who you made the nether on, Ketzat. Yeled, Sheherich es hazokein, Noisein erich zokein. If a child, a young person, is marich an older person, he gives the erich of the older person, zokein sheherich sa yeled, Noisein erich yeled. Ho arochin ben erich. The gender goes by the one who you're evaluating, Ketzat. Ish sheherich es aisha, noisin erech isha. Isha sheherich ish, noisin erech ish. So both age and gender go by the marech, by the nerach, not by the marech. Vo erech bizman ha erech. And you pay according to the time of the neder rather than the time of evaluation. Ketzad. Hericho ipochois mi ben chomesh, vinasa yoisa ben chomesh. If you evaluated him, if you made a harocha when the individual was under 5 years old, which really, as we'll see later, really means before the sixth year, so then you give the erech, the younger erech, and this v'nasa yesa ben chamesh, or pochas mi ben esrim, which is when the erech would change at the 21st year, v'nasa yesa ben esrim, noisein bizman ha erech. You give at the time of the erech. We'll just skip to the Mishnah just to get straight what the years are. Yom Shloshim, the 30th day, is Kilamato Himeno, is equivalent to day 29. So day 30 is equivalent to day 29. Shnas Chomesh, the 5th year, or Shnas Esrim, or the 20th year, Kilamato Mehim. So you have to go into your 21st year in order to for the erech to change. We're into the sixth year. Shenemar, because it says in Ben Shishim Shana Vamala. So we learn out from the word Vamala that when we evaluate the years, we jump to the following year. Hareyan Uloimdim Bekulam, Mishnah Shishim. We learn all of them from the 60th year. Mashnas Shishim, Kilamato Himenu. Just like the 60th year is considered like below 60. Ashnas Chomesh. Shnas Esrim Kilamato Imenu. Says the Mishnah, L'chayra, this is going L'kula. By the 60th year, it's a Chumrah. The Torah went ahead and said, because after 60, your Erech goes down. By 5 and 20, your Erech goes up. So you're really learning from a concept of where the Torah was being Machmir to you want to use it L'hokah. Hein, Imoso Shnas Shishin Kilamato Imenu L'hachmir. That's a chumrah, that you keep on paying the higher erech. Nasa shnas chomesh, ushnas esrim kilamata mimen. So we'll also do it lakula. So the Mishnah explains, Talmud loyma shana shana l'gzera shava. It's an extra word, as the Gemara will explain. And shana is not needed. The fact that it says shana there, ma shana amura bishnashishim kilamata, Avshon Amura Mishnas Chomesh, Mishnas Esrim, Kilamata Mimenu. Bein Lahokel, Bein Lahachma. Rebbe Lezer says you need an additional month. Rebbe Lezer Oymachi, Yiseris Al Hashanim, Chodesh V'Yemechot. So he adds another month on top of the additional year, which we'll see where he learns it from. Okay, so that's what the psak of the Mishnah here. That we go, and again, going back to the first Mishnah, we go by the Zmana Erech. So the Gemara, going back to the Gemara says, Tonu Rabbonan, Atoik Shisa Domim Lerechin, Yomakish Domim to Erechin. In two ways, we compare Domim to Erechin. Number one, Margolis Lakalim, which means when you evaluate the diamond that a person owns, doesn't mean dafka diamond, just the diamond had a varied value where you can go to different places and the diamond changes in value and time, obviously, timing. So we evaluate the diamond by its current value. The hakel. In other words, we don't go and say, well, this diamond, if we would wait a month or if we would transport it somewhere, the diamond would be worth more. We say, ein lehekdei shalom akayim v'shaitim. So that's one policy we have by Erechin. Okay? And that we learn out because it says, domin be'erkecha. So there's a gzeres hakosov that we don't take into account what it will be worth later. And another din is lidon b'chvoda, which means that by Erechin, a significant limb which a person would live by is considered like the whole person. So in other words, if you were makdish, if you said Erech leiv ploni alai, so even though you're just marech his heart, you have to pay the complete Erech. So just like we do that by Erechin, we do it by Domin. Okay, that's the Gemara. Yochol nakish Erechin l'domin. So since it goes in this way, maybe we should go the other way around too, and say that just like by a domim, if somebody says the male lie, right? So he doesn't pay what he was worth at the time that he said the male lie. He pays what he's worth now when the client evaluates him, right? So if he made the nether a month ago, we don't say, well, a month ago you were worth something different. We say it goes by what you are now. So just like we're makish domim to erichim, and we say that domim, we don't wait to see what it'll be worth later. Right? Same thing like Erechin. So the Gemara is saying, so maybe we do the same thing, klapi this. The Gemara says, no. Tamaloy ma ke'erkecho ken yokum, ein enoisin ela bizman ha'erech. You don't give based on the time later, you give based on the what you were marach at the time of the Erechin. That's the Gemara. Now, the Rashi says, how did the Gemara know? Maybe Taka. The Gemara says, Yochel, I would say, maybe by Domim, we evaluate what you were at the time of the Neder, which is logical. You say to me a lie, we should go by the time that you made the Neder. That makes sense. That would be the most logical time to make the Hashoah from. So Rashi gives a svore why he feels you can't do that. Rashi says, Sheyitein kishas nasino, de bedomim pshitolon, the Yohev Kishas Nasina. He says, by Domim it's simple. V'loy Kishas Neder. Why? Because by Domim we don't have a set value in the Torah. So we evaluate you based on your market value. And Rashi says, there's no way for us to evaluate what you were worth then. And if the guy gets up in Chodesh Tishrei, he says, I'm giving my value to Hekdesh. And we're evaluating him in Nisan. Who knows how much you were worth at the time of the Neder? It's not the time that you're paying, because you remember we had an Erech and we had three Tkufas. We have this man Erech, we have this man that Bezdin evaluates you, and then we have the time that you're actually paying. We had three time periods. So Rashi's saying, by Domim Avada, you have to pay based on the value that Bezdin evaluated. That's what Rashi's saying. Not, let's say you further delay it. You made the nether in Tishrei. You came to Bezdin in Nisan. And then you come to pay in Elul. And Elul, you're worth less than you were in Nisan, which could have been less than you were worth in Tishrei. So you still, Rashi means to say that we don't evaluate you based on when you're paying. We evaluate you based on what you were when we evaluated you. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi, it's very sketchy what Rashi means. If Rashi means, obviously we're talking about a case where we have a way of saying that we know what you were worth. And that's really Tosis' question. Tosis asks, Pirush Rashi, the b'domim pshitolon de yorev kishas nasin. Why? V'loy kishas aneder. We evaluate him like a person in the market. Rashi says, what's Shas Nasin? I know Shoshu Bolabezin. Loshim Rashi. Says, Toys is Vitema. Says, I don't know. My Svora, who's it? What is the Svora?
He says, first of all, if we're just clearing that maybe you went down in value, why would we clear such a thing? We don't need the Gemara to tell us that. We don't need the Gemara to tell us that if a guy walks into Beis Din a month or two or whatever after he made the neder, that we would think it's a different price, because why would we think it's a different price? I don't need the Gemara to tell us that. That's pashut. Obviously, the Gemara is talking about a case where we, some reason, we know that you're worth less. So he says, the lama yesh lanu loyma sheshove yoyser me'achshav. Who says he's worth more? V'imanu royim sheu chalash achshav elamai. We see you're weaker now. We know you're weaker now. We know what you were like in Tishrei, even though there was no formal evaluation on you. We know what you were like, and then you developed a weakness, and now you're not the person that you were in Tishrei. So now we know. V'ozo yegibo. That's the only time we even need this Gemara. That's what Tosfos's point is. We only need this Gemara in a case where for some reason we know that you went down in value. Otherwise, why would we clear you went down in value? We don't assume that people go down in value in a couple of months. The LMI, the only reason why we would even have a havamina that you should pay something different than now is because we have something to go by. Say, well, Lamai said the guy was stronger 6 months ago. Something happened. He developed something. He's not what he was 6 months ago. So Tosfos says, if that's the case, or the market of the London. Either way, Tosfos's point is that if we know that something changed, so then what's Rashi's svara? Rashi, Elamai, Rashi's svara is in a case where we don't know. He says, if we don't know, then the Gemara won't even talk about it. Well, we're going to go charge you for something that we don't even know? We'll say, well, you have to pay more because maybe you were worth more 2 months ago. So the only havamin is that you should pay more because we have something to go by. Not an official erech, true. But we have knowledge that you went down in value. That's really what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos says, why should we make Hekdish now lose? We know he was worth more. Lochein oimeri de ein zu swara. Elo shum rayim mikro. He says it must be the Gemara knew there's some unknown drasha, but the Gemara had a reason why the Gemara knew that Dumin is different. The Gemara knew that. And that's why the Gemara was working off that and saying, well, if we know that Dumin goes by Shas Hamada, so let's learn from the Atarich. And the Gemara says, no, it says Kerakacha. There's a pasuk to tell us not to learn Dumin. But Tosfos is saying it can't be logical, because logically, the Dumin should change. And really what Tosfos means is very simple, because the Gemara is equating the Durim to Erechim. And by Erechim, what would be the halacha if it wouldn't be that we go by Shas Aracha? We would go by Shas Hamada. By now, when the Kohen is Marachil. And that would mean we have clear numbers to work with. We will open up the book and we'll go, okay, 6 months ago you were Ben Chamish, and now you're more than a Ben Chamish. 6 months ago you were Ben Esrim, now you're more than a Ben Esrim. And the Gemara is saying that picture by a nether doesn't work that way. So that's not Rashi's picture. Rashi's talking about a case where we don't really have... That's Tosfos's time on Rashi. Tosfos's time on Rashi is that Rashi is telling us that the reason why by nether we don't do it is because we have nothing to go by. Well, that's not the Mashmoyis of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, let us learn that by Erechin, what the Mishnah says by Erechin, which is that if you made a Harocha when the person was under 5, and now they're over 5, or you made an erech when the person was below 20, now they're over 20. So the Mishnah paskins that you go by the time of the erech, and not by what we have now. We have two clear numbers. You come to Beis Din to pay. We have two clear numbers. We have what the erech was at the time of the erech, and we have what the erech is today. And the halacha is by the time of the erech. And the Gemara is asking, let us learn this picture from the Dorim. And by the Dorim, we don't do that. So Tosfos says, what equivalent by Nedarim is, we have a clear number. We know that 6 months ago you were worth a selah more than today. And we should go. We then go by to rather than what it was 6 months ago. So So Tosis is saying that's not logical. That can only be that the Gemara knew from a pasuk from somewhere that by a neder we don't do that. And Rashi is creating a picture that's not even equal to the case of Ekdish, to the case of Erechim. Rashi's picture is where we don't have a clear number. We have a clear number of what it is today, and we have no other clear number. So how's the equation? There's no, even though Tosis doesn't stick this in, but that's all part of Tosis' problem with Rashi. That the way Rashi is learning, the Gemara doesn't flow. Because the Gemara is trying to make an equation from two similar situations. And the only way we can make the situation similar is if we have two clear numbers to go by, and we're choosing one over the other. By Erechim, we have two clear numbers. And Rashi is saying, by Nedarim, we don't have two clear numbers. So even if we would want to learn like Rashi, we still have Tosis. Well, how do we know, Taka, by an Eder, where we do have a clear number? It's not Makasha. Rashi is saying, well, we don't know how much you were worth at that time. Okay, what would be if we do know? We do know. Your doctor comes, he gave you a physical. The day of your domi alai, he gave you a physical. So it's true, it wasn't a halachic harichoy hakoyen, but it's a factual number. He gave you, and on his chart, you were worth kach v'kach in the market at that time. Okay? And now today, you're worth much less. Who says over the, if there really isn't a pasuk, if there isn't, the Gemara knew this from somewhere, then who says over there you don't give the higher number? That's Tosis Taina. If the whole thing is based on logic, which is what Rashi is saying, it's all logical. It's all svara. If it's all based on svara, so who says that in this case, Taka by an Eder, you wouldn't do that? Maybe you would. No, so the halacha would be hamitzi mechaver le'olavaraya. In other words, if we don't know, then there's logic to say we don't take money from you that we don't know. That makes sense. That's seichelik. We don't take money that we don't know. But if we would know, what does Tosfos say? Loma nafsid lehekdish. Why would hekdish? If it's all logical, so why should hekdish lose where we know that you were worth something more? If the Torah has no position. The Torah never revealed. Rashi is saying it's a svara, which means the Torah never gave us a position. When you say domi a lie, the Torah never gave us a position of what it should be, right? L'chore, clearly, let's say a guy says, the may buy is a lie, right? The may buy is a lie, and then the house falls down. There's a tornado. There's clearly no svara to say that you shouldn't have to pay now the hekdesh. You machayev yourself the hekdesh $1 million. Now the house fell down and the property value is $300,000. So, logically speaking, clearly, if this is all logic-based, clearly we would say give Hektish the higher number. Clearly. It's not even a... You go by the higher number? Right? So, Tosis is just saying that if we just go basing it on Svara, and Rashi is just saying, well, we have a practical issue, that we don't know what you were worth. He's saying, fine. First of all, if we don't know exactly what you were worth before, of course we're going to make you pay what is current, because anything more than that would be amotz mechavel of a guy. We have no way to take money from you because maybe you were worth more 6 months. Worth more. So why shouldn't, if it's only a svara, then why should you have to pay? Why shouldn't you have to pay the higher value? That's Tosis Kash. That's why Tosis is saying it must be that the Gemara had some knowledge from the Dorim itself. That's not the halach that you pay based on. Tosis Kash seems to be a compelling Kash. And it's difficult for another reason. As I said, if it's only a svara, then the whole Gemara doesn't flow really. In other words, see, Tosis for some reason, his Kash, he doesn't throw all the bombs at Rashi that he can. Tosis L'chaira have a bigger kasha even on Rashi. If it's all a svara, so why in the world would you learn from there? By Erechim, you don't have the svara. If it's a din, it's a gzeres hakosov, that by domim, we go by the time that you come to Bezdin, some kind of gzeres hakosov, then it would, then you can toy with the idea, well, maybe now let's take a hekesh and let's learn that the din that applies to Nedorim applies to Erechim. If it's a svara, you're really taking out the energy of the whole sugya. Because by Domim, there's such a svara. And by Erechim, there is no such a svara. Why would I make a hekesh from something which is svara based, where the svara is not applicable? No, because by Erechim you have two zmanim, as I explained. By Erechim we have perfect logic. You should go by the time of the Erech, we should go by the time of the Erech. We have both, the logic is pulling in the direction. Some allows the time of the Neder, if it has God, if it's something by earlier, only earlier. So Erech and the Mishnah Paskins, we go only by the time of the original Erech, not by the time later. Now, by Nedorim, Rashi says, by Domi Alai, we have a Svara. We have logic telling us that you can't go by the time of the Neder, because we don't know exactly what that number was, and therefore we don't have what to go by. So if the problem with Rashi, besides for Tosfos problem, Tosfos is asking, well, who says by Nedorim, that we're talking about a case like that? Maybe we're talking about a case in Neder where you know. Okay, even if we would, let's say, take David's way of thinking, which is we can't have a dual process. There has to be one process. Either we go by the time of the Neder, we go by the time of the Hamada, and since sometimes we cannot go by Nedarim by the time of the of the Neder, because it could be the value changed, and we don't know about it. So therefore, we never go. But even if we would accept that, which Tosfos doesn't accept. But even if we would accept that approach, and that's what Rashi really means, we still have a problem because the Gemara doesn't flow. Because then why in the world would I think that I would make a hekesh from something which is only the halacha out of a svara? In other words, really by Nedarim also I would go by the time that you made the Neder. Right? By Nedarim really I would go by the time that you made the Neder. The reason why I don't is because I can't. So why ain't done an Efsha Mishi Efsha? If it's all just a Svara, if it's a Din, then it makes sense what the Gemara is saying. But if it's not a Din, again, if it's a Din, then the Gemara makes sense that there would be a Hekish, just like we're Makish Domim from Erechim, we're Makish Erechim from Domim. That's the whole Gemara. What's the Gemara? The Gemara is saying, just like we see that by Domim, we compare it to everything today. Number two, by a major limb, we evaluate kilu, it's the whole thing. And we take that concept to Domim. The Gemara asks, let's go in reverse too. Let's learn Erechin from Domim. And just like Domim, we go by the time of the evaluation. So by Erechin also, we should go by the time of the evaluation. That's the Gemara. So that makes sense if there are certain dinim that we have by Erechin, and certain dinim that we have by Nedarim, which are reversible. There's no logic why they belong one place or the other. We have a Hekish. Just like the Hekish pulls Erechin to Nedarim, so the Hekish should pull Nedarim dinim to Erechin. That's the Gemara. So according to Tosfos, it's very Gishmak. Erechin has certain dinim that we learn out of a Pasuk. Nedarim has certain things that we learn out of a Pasuk. Now we want to pull them together. Everything is good. But Rashi is saying, no. Really? Why by a Neder itself do we go by the time of the evaluation? Because there's nothing else we could do, Rashi says. So if Rashi's learning that way, because there's nothing else we can do, so it's all practical. Bets and by a Neder we would go by the time that you made the Neder. Just that's not practical. So why would the Gemara even think that we learn one from the other? Doesn't make sense. Why would we learn one from the other? By Nedarim, there's a Svara to go by the time of Hamad Abedin. And by Erechin, there's no such Svara.
Is there a reason to apply Rashi's Svara more by Nedarim than by Erechin?
Absolutely. Because by Erechin, we do have what to go by. That's what I explained. By Erechin, all I need is a calendar. I don't need anything other than a calendar. Because I need a calendar and an age and a gender. The person is not even Negea. So by Erechin, you come to me, you tell me, male, female. What's the age? Okay, that's the age. Now I have two ages to go by. The calendar date of the when you made the Erech, and the calendar date of today. Is there any logic to go one way or the other? No, I could do whatever I'd like. There's nothing pulling me in any direction. I don't need any information. That's the only thing I go by. So now it's all just a question of halacha. Does halacha say I go by this date? Does halacha say I go by that date? That's Erechin. Erechin is easy. Rashi says, so then the Gemara says, well, maybe we should manipulate it based on learning from the Dor. Right? So Rashi says, well, who says by Nedarim that's different? What does Rashi mean? Rashi means, logically, maybe Nedarim is like Erechin. Why are we now establishing a fact by Nedarim and saying, learn from the Nedarim to Erechin back? Who says it? So Rashi says that there's a logical reason why we go by the time of the Hamad Abedin. Because we can't in any way figure out. We don't have the luxury that we have by Erechin. By Erechin, we have a luxury. It's called a calendar. And by Nedarim, we don't. That's not a luxury because we need a calendar and we need a person to put into that date. And we don't. The body, we don't have to put into the date. That's what. So all I'm saying is that the way Rashi is learning, not only do we have Tosis question, how do we know that it may be... More, we have a bigger problem. The Svara of the Gemara doesn't flow. Why is the Gemara saying I would learn Erechin from Nedarim? Nedarim alone wouldn't be that way if not for the compelling logic. So Erechin doesn't have the compelling logic. If anything, Erechin has the logic the other way around. It should go by the time that you made the Erech. Why in the world wouldn't it go by then? By Nedarim, Rashi's saying, I'm stuck. I have a gun to my head. I'm stuck. One second. Shelley, according to everybody, we go by what you're worth today. Tosis says we go by what you're worth today because that's actually that. There's a pasuk or a drasha that tells us that. By neder. And Rashi says that it's logical. And Tosis is saying, I don't hear that it's logical. Because Tosis says, I understand it's logical in the case where we don't know that anything changed about you, but then we don't even need the Gemara to say anything. Tosis is saying, in your case, you gave a perfect example. We know that you're worth less today. So why don't we take that into account? That's Tosis' kasha. And what I'm saying is that even if I would take David's way of thinking, which is, we don't cut it up. We have one policy. Either we go by Hamada, we go by... And therefore, by neder, we're stuck, because of this logic, we're stuck to make a policy. We go by when you walk into Bezin. Even if we would accept that, which Tosis doesn't accept, but even if we would accept that that's Rashi's position, that Rashi holds, listen, neder has to have one uniform policy. Either you go by neder or you go by Hamad Abedin. And we can't go by Hamad Abedin because sometimes we don't know. We'll have a different problem. Problem is, why would the Gemara say that we learn Erechin from Nedarim when even by Nedarim we wouldn't say that if it was possible to do something different? So why would we learn from it? Doesn't make sense. Nedarim, the only time we do that is not because there's some kind of halacha, because we're stuck. So why would the Gemara? So the whole flow doesn't go. And I had a simcha years ago. They had reprinted some chedushim from Ragged Shovel. And I saw Rakesh, of course, he doesn't say a lot of words, but he's bothered by this kasha. Of what's the, that according to Rashi, there's no logic at all to go with the other, that there's no logic to pull that to Erechin. He's bothered by that more. I am Tracy Staff Yud Chesam and Aleph. Tzorach biur, hosom leka hachsvor. That's his words. What he has for him is this. There's no svor. So Stam, he says, I forget Tosfos kasha and Rashi. Tosfos is asking that maybe we should make a distinction within the Dorim between a place where we know and a place that we don't know. The Rakesh is saying, forget that. I have a different problem. Who says that there's any... Who says that we should make? Why would we make a correlation b'chlal from Nedarim to Erechin? By Nedarim we do it because we're stuck. Why would we say that we pulled that to Erechin? The dinim that we pulled from Erechin to Nedarim We pulled it with the hekesh this way. Now you're telling me, let's pull a logical ramification. That neder has, let's pull it to Erech. And why in the world we do that way? It's not logical. It's amazing. Within the framework of Nedarim, we wouldn't do it. If it wasn't, if the logic. So look, it's the kashya gevaldik. Okay, that's two. I asked the Elam to look up the Sugyan Kedushin, because the Gemara in Kedushin seems to say, seems to flow with our Gemara at the beginning. But then there seems to be an issue with that. Our Gemara clearly is assuming that without a pasuk of Erkecha and this and that, we wouldn't go by what the diamond is worth today or here. We would take into account what the diamond is maybe worth elsewhere. Right? That's why we have psukim. The Gemara brings psukim by us. The Gemara says, so Rashi brings down the parakama daminon, no the berakach on the foshes. My goal is the column, does not the column, the chsiv berakach and the nosna is the erakach abayemahu. Vidarashin and lakamon, shalo yishe my goal is the column. And that's it. So there's a pasuk. Without the pasuk that tells me by erakim that I go by what the diamond is worth today and what it's worth over here, I would say a rule, we wouldn't go by that, we would go by what it's worth later on. If we know that there's a higher market later, or we know that there's a higher market elsewhere, we would take that into account today. That's what Tesis, that's what Rashi says, that's really the Gemara. Gemara learns out of a pasuk, these dinim that we don't take into account what's later, we go by now. So the Chira, without a pasuk, we would take into account what something's worth elsewhere. When we come to evaluate an object, we don't just look at here. We look at what the object could bring in at the optimum location, time and location. So that really fits the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Tafyud Beis Omer Aleph, Kitsha B'tmoha, somebody's Mekadosh, a woman with a date, Afilo Oimit Kur Tmorim B'dinar, even if you could buy a whole Kur with a dinner, which would mean that each date is worth far less than a shavit pruta, mukudesh. Kedushin is still effective. Chayshinon shem a shavit pruta b'mada. Because we're worried, maybe it's worth more. Madai, it's more expensive. Okay? The Gemara, if that's the case, every time you makadish a woman with an object, anything other than money itself, there should be a chash that it's worth more somewhere else. So you really never have a case where you're mekadesh an issue something which is definitively not a shavet pruta. Any object you use, or anything other than money, may have a different value somewhere else. Ask the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, Beisil Oimim Bepruta v'shavet pruta. L'chari, you don't need a shavet pruta. Once it's shavet something, it could be worth a pruta. So the Gemara says, loy kashya. So that's Gishmak. If we just look at the Gemara, it's very Gishmak. Because here in Erechin, we needed a Pasuk to tell us this din. We needed a Pasuk to tell us that we don't take into account what it could bring in elsewhere. By Kiddushin, we don't have such a Pasuk. And since we don't have such a Pasuk by Kiddushin, it makes sense that we don't take into account, we do take into account what it could bring in elsewhere. But now the Rishonim come on the Gemara, and they say when the Gemara says Safek Kiddushin, the Gemara doesn't really mean it's a real Safek Kiddushin. Really, it's not a Safek Kiddushin. And there's a riot to this also from the Gemara Bava Kama on Kuf Hei. The halacha is that if you stole money, you have to go and bring it back. Right? And especially if you made a Shvua, you have to, Yelchenu Lefano Afilu L'Madai. If you stole something that's worth a Shavet Pruta, you swore falsely. The halacha is then, part of your kapar is you have to bring him the money, wherever he is. But it's only if it's a shavet pruta. So the Gemara says, Loishonu v'lashen gzei l'chayem, ez gzei m'lachayem, ez torach leilech, chayshin an shemet nisyake. Then it says, Ikadami am apapa loishonu gzei l'chayem, ez loishonu gzei l'chayem, ez eni torach leilech. Shema yisyake loi chayshin. So the conclusion of the Gemara is, that's the way we paskin, that if it's not worth a shavet pruta, here, now, We don't take into account what will be worth later or elsewhere. You don't have to go bring it. Here there's no pasuk telling us one way or the other. So here, l'chayr halacha should be that we do take into account what it could bring in elsewhere. Right? We should do like we do by Kiddush. Ramban, and that's where we tagged on the Ramban here. The Ramban says, that this is really only midrabbanan. It's hold in. Deini edeya im shove b'modai prutav u'dover miskayim im kiddush avadai mashmali she'enoi elo sofek she'en l'kiddushin elo mekoymoi v'shaita bilvad. Because really, me'ikarad, the reason why the Gemara is only a suffix kiddushin, like the Ran says, it's really, what the Gemara really means is it's on the kiddin, we're chayish for the kiddushin. Even because we're chayish, maybe it's worth a pruta. Really, even if it's worth affect the kiddushin. The Rabbana chash that we're chayish for such a thing. And he says, the Rai is from Gezel Ager, in Gezel Ager, it's my beperik ha-goizel. Alma, he says, is a rule. We never go by what something will be worth elsewhere or later at a later date. When it comes to evaluation, what something is worth, we only go by what it's worth today. That's it. Period. End of story. That's what he says. Elamai, he says, I cannot. He says, Alochoimeru be'eshesish. So, in conclusion, the Ramban holds that this holding of Chayshin and Shemashava Pruta B'Madai does not mean the way you read the Gemara, which is that we are concerned that maybe it's worth a Shava Pruta B'Madai, and if in fact it is worth a Shava Pruta B'Madai, it is a good Kiddushin. And the only is because we don't know what this thing is worth. But the way you read the Gemara simply in Kiddushin, it sounds like if we knew for sure that it was worth a Shavu Prutin Madai, then it would be a good Kiddush. The Gemara is saying it's a Kiddush because we don't know what it's worth in Madai. But if we would know it's a Prutin, then it's a Kiddush. The Ramban is saying, no, that's not the Pshat. The Ramban is saying, even if we knew for sure that it's a Shavu Prutin Madai, we would say, Ein Lehekdish, Ela Mekayim V'Shaita. We only go by here. We only go by what it's worth now. He says, I, the Gemara says over there that we're chayish. He says, that's a din in Chumr Deishis Ish, which throughout Maseches Kiddushin we have, that sometimes we require a get, even though Midaraisa, there's no Kiddushin. In fact, some Rishonim learn every Sofer Kiddushin, every time you have a Sofer Kiddushin, in all cases, and this happens frequently. A Talmud of mine just called me last week from a chasana. He was by a chasana. A from rabbi being Masada Kedushin. And somehow they got mixed up. They didn't have Eide Kedushin. He forgot to call up the Eide Kedushin. The girl was Mekudesh just without Eide Kedushin. And so they had the chasana say, I read Mekudesh just give the ring without Eide Kedushin. He was nervous, whatever it was. He forgot to put Eidim under the chuppah. Say, I read Mekudesh. So he called me from the chasana. So then they... This guy told him, this Talmud of mine that was there told him. Actually, I could say who the Talmud was, Rabbi Spivak was the one who was there. Called me from the chasana. And he said, so the rabbi had the girl pull off the ring, give it back to the chasana. The chasana put it on again in front of Eidim. Want to know if that was enough. He had to be makna, whatever it was. So, the halacha, by every Sofer Kiddushin, the Ran says, Sofer Kiddushin, really, midaraisa. Midaraisa, we should say, she has a cheskas pnuya. Every time you have a Sofer Kiddushin, really, cheskas pnuya should win, and she should be not mekudeshes. But chumra deishes ish. That means the chumra we machmer. Toysis gives a different approach in Ksubas. Toysis has the same kasha. That's Toysis. Toysis in Ksubas Chavdus says, all the cases of Sofer Kiddushin and Sofer Gerushin is where, since there was a Maisa, it made a Reyesin. The Ran is saying another thing. Ran is saying, forgetting the Reyes, even if we have a real bona fide Cheskes Pnuya, Al Tzachumadeh Ish, we're going to go in where you find in the Gemara such things. Nosanhu Vomrahi. So the Gemara says, Sveikahi V'chayshina Midrabonim. That's the Lashon HaGemara in Kiddushin Daf Hei. So the Rith asks, why does it say Chayshina Midrabonim? The Ran explains that the reason why it's chayshin and midrabanan is because there's a cheskas pnuya. But chumra deishes ish, they were machmir. So the Ramban in Kiddushin is saying that really, logically, ein lehegdish ala makayim v'shaita. We go by what it's worth now and here. The only thing is, because of the chumra deishes ish, take into account what it could be worth in mother. Exactly. That's how he ends off. How does the Ramban end off? His last words, Elo choymer hu beishas ish, really make a radin, it's ein lehekdish ala makoyme v'shata. And that's how he explains why in a case where you stole less than a shavah pruta, where you made a shvua, and you chayv an asham gzeilis, and you have to bring it, we don't say, well, maybe it's worth more somewhere else. We go by what it's worth here now, and that's why you don't have to give it back. Over there you have the same situation without chumra deishas ish. So we keep it where it is. No, of course not. Of course not. First of all, on an Arusi, it can't be Metame anyway, it has to be Shere Yaakov of it. So you have to be the Binisumin too.
Yeah, but
we're still helping by stuff. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That was, but believe it or not, that was last week. That's what I'm getting to. What I'm saying is, clearly, the Ramban is teaching us that there's a logic that you don't go by what something is worth elsewhere. When we look at a value of anything, we look at what it's worth here and now. That's what we look at. Now, if that's the way it works, then our sugi is difficult. Why do we need psukim to teach us? Margolis lakalim, that we go by what it's worth here and now. If that's the regular logic that we have all over, if kolatarakula, that's the way it works, why would I think here is different? That's another issue. Now, the same issue we had last week, we have again over here, that Rashi says, Margolis Lakalim. Rashi also says, we don't look at what the diamond is worth later on. Ubo koin larichoy, v'yeshloy margolis shove lamitzloim. Ain oimri mimashinoy seyat sheyalu lekrach sheyeshem osher yiknelu benun sloim hilkoch nun sloim yeshloy v'itein erech shalim ain emrim kain v'ain like the shalom akoyim v'shayt. He stresses ubo akoyim la'arichoy. Rashi says that you have this diamond, the koyim came to evaluate you. It's mashmah Rashi that if you got the diamond later, after the koyim evaluated you, then we wouldn't even have a havamina that you have to pay a higher erech. In other words, Rashi is saying, what's the case here? You made an erech, and then you have a diamond. Either you had it at the time of erech, or at least you have it now when the kohen is evaluating you. So we don't say, well, maybe this diamond is worth 50 sloim somewhere else, and therefore you're not an oni, and you have to give a regular erech ashir. We don't say that. We say, ain't like the Shalom HaKoyim V'Shaita. But Rashi does not take into account if you got this diamond after the Erech, before you gave the money. Just like we saw last week. Just replaying. It's a replay of last week. In other words, Rashi seems to be saying that if you got a diamond after you made the Neder, the Erech, and the Koyen was Ma'arechi, and then you got this diamond that's worth 30 and will be worth, we definitely wouldn't look at the future. The only That's what Rashi is saying. Right? Which I think will begin to give us the answer of what we were discussing here. First of all, now the steer is answered. Right away the steer is answered. There's two in Yom. One thing is there's a concept called Shove Kesef. Shove Kesef means that just like money has a din of Kesef, whenever the Torah requires Kesef, there's something called Shove Kesef. Shove Kesef is logically considered Kesef. Okay? Sometimes there's a pasuk that tells us Shove Kesef. But the Rishonim and Kiddushin explain that really it's logical. Really, the fact that Shove Kesef is like Kesef is logical. It's just, why do we need the Torah to say Shove Kesef ke Kesef? Because you would think if it just says the word Kesef that the other individual can force you to give him liquid cash. So I need the Torah to say that by you giving him, it's almost like the way most of the Rishonim understand it. Kesef is like idyus. Okay? And Shove Kesef is like Ziburis. It's just like Ziburis is also Karka. It's not land. It's not premier. So the way the Rishonim understand, most of the Rishonim, Shove Kesef is logically Kesef. Just like money is money, the value of money is also money. It's the same thing. As far as the Torah is concerned, money is value. Why do we ever need a pasuk to say Shove Kesef? It's just to tell you that you have the liberty to give the person this lower grade money, which isn't premier, to give him the Shove Kesef. And that's how Rishonim explain why Kiddushin doesn't need a pasuk that Shove Kesef is like Kesef. We find in Bava Kamma, there's a pasuk that when you mazik somebody, you can give him back Shove Kesef. Yoshev, Rabbi Subin. By Kiddushin, according to most of Rishonim, Tosfos has it brings a pasuk. Most of the Rishonim hold there's no pasuk. How do we know it? So they say it's logical, because she's accepting it. By Hezek, you're forcing the guy to take the payment. You go to the Nizik, you say, here's the damages. So there I need the Torah to tell me that you can force to give him the Shove Kesef. But by, you're not forcing the lady into anything. Ein ish miskadeshes. We die inside how much to take. She can decide if she wants to take Shove Kesef or not Shove Kesef. So what do you see from these Rishonim? That logic is Kesef. In fact, some of the Achronim in Shulchan Aruch, Chai Shemesh, but learn that that really is the definition of Kesef. It's not the coin, it's not the bill, it's the value. The value. So now, one question is, when we talk about value, what does value reflect? Does it reflect what it's worth today? Does it reflect what it's worth, what it could bring in at some other date? That's one question we have. And that's really a logical question. That the holding of Shove Kesef is logical, so this has to be a logical shaila. The whole thing is logical. The whole concept that Shove Kesef is like Kesef is logical. L'moshel, the Mishnah Melech has a shaila, if you makadosh a woman with a hodos or esrik during with that hodas is really worth, let's say, a nickel. $3 for the same thing. He has a shayla with that a good kedusha. Could you be makadosh a woman with that hodas now? And what's really the shayla? The shayla is here, it's the reverse of our sugya. Here it has temporary inflated value. Does that temporary inflated value create a true value? Or is that just considered not an inherent value? So one shaila we have is what's called an inherent value. Is value go by if you took it somewhere, or does value go by what it is here? And the answer to that, which is what the Ramban is telling us in Kiddushin, is that there is a compelling logic that ain't lehekter shalom akam evishat. We go by what it's worth today, here, what the market value is here and today. Now, what's called today? So that's the Mishnah Melech's question. But whatever it means, we go by current market value. That's what the Shove Kesef is. And that's the end of story. That's nothing to do with our sugya and kedusha. That's a in kol terukum. When we talk about what value reflects, it reflects current value in the current location. That's period. That's the halacha. Now, once we have that, so the chayrit should apply everywhere the same. Should always be the same. And that's why the Ramban says that in Kedushin, there are toys with the concept of what it's worth in the future. That's a chumra deishas ish. That's not a logical thing. In logic, we go only over here. We don't want chas v'shalom. There should be a people, a woman with a date. It's not Kedushin. And then they'll apply it in Madai also. So we say, okay, you have to be mach. But Lamaisa, it's not a shy. Now, why is our even dealing with this? Why do we need a pasuk? So I want to tell you very simple. The reason why we need a pasuk is because the area of question is the kohen now is evaluating whether you're in the process of being able to get a reduction. So we go back to the lumdus of last week. When we're evaluating your ability to pay, that's a whole different thing. We're evaluating what you could liquidate. We're evaluating whether we should have rachmanis on you. So now we say, one second, you have a diamond. The diamond in 2 weeks is going to be worth 50 slayim. So we're not saying it's worth today 50 slayim, but we're saying when we evaluate you as in, we're not really even evaluating the diamond. We're really evaluating you. You happen on the We're not even, if we were evaluating the diamond on its own, we wouldn't have a shayla. That's like Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, we're not evaluating the Gavra. We're evaluating the Chefzi. He went to a woman. He took this date. He said, I read the Mekudesh. We only have one question. Is this worth a Pruti? Ain't like the Shalom HaKayim of a shayla. What's it worth? Go to the fruit store. What's it worth? That's it. That's the only thing. We don't have a shayla what this guy is. There's a... Here it's something else. I'll give you an equation that I think would be a good dimyon to the Gemara and Kedushin. A guy goes to a woman, he says, I read Mukadesh Asli, Almana Shani Oshir. Okay? He says, you're Mukadesh to me on the condition that I am rich. And he owns real estate, or he owns something, that he can liquidate today. But he can liquidate it in 2 weeks and bring in a lot of money. There we can have a Shaila, where the Gavra, what would we call this man? An Ani or an Asher? He has the ability to liquidate $1 million worth of real estate in 2 weeks. Maybe that's called an Asher. Because we're not evaluating the property, we're evaluating the person. And we could say a person who has in their disposal the ability to liquidate land in 2 weeks that's worth $1 million, he's rich. If you tell me we have to evaluate the land, no, the land is not worth that now. The land today ain't like the Shalom HaKoyim of a Shait. But, so therefore, in the case where the coin is being marach you, so then there's a havamina that we would go by what this diamond could bring in 2 weeks. Or what this diamond could bring in a different country. Because there we could say, since you could liquidate it, so that's what we evaluate you can do. We're evaluating your abilities. We're saying, based on your abilities, we don't have to have Rachmanis on you. No, wait till send it over there to get liquidated. We already learned it in the last Mishnah. No, the last Mishnah was different. The last Mishnah was, today you don't have the money, but you're going to get it tomorrow. So that already we learned you don't take into account. Now we have Chiddush number two. Chiddush number two is, even if you have it today, something which is you can liquidate. But since you can't liquidate it today, now, the last sugya was, you have an old man who's sick, who's moirish to you, millions of dollars, but he didn't die yet. So there we already learned that we don't take that into account. Now there's the next phase of the chiddush. The next phase of the chiddush is, you actually have something in your possession that you could liquidate for a larger amount of money. That's the next chiddush. We still don't take that into account. We go by here and now. That's the next chiddush of Alsik. That's why Rashi stresses only the time of Erechim. Rashi says, "Im hoyolay margolis shovelamit sloim, ba koyin la richoy." If the koyin came to evaluate you, because once we know that we don't take it into account at the time of the Erechim, then of course we don't take it into account when you're paying. Because the only reason why we have a havamina that we take it into account at all is based on the evaluation. Not based on a diamond. It's based on you. The diamond, we definitely don't look at what it's going to be worth in 30 days. The only reason why we have a havamina that we do take it into account is because we're evaluating you differently, based on the fact that you have such a diamond. So the only time we have a havamina this will be taken into account is at the time of the haroch, not at the time of the payment. That's not even a havamina. That's why Rashi only brings it down at that point, which is mamish, a mirror image of the list of you. That's why Rashi only brings it in this case. Otherwise, it's not negeh at all. B'chal not negeh. Now, shift over to the inyan of nedarah. So we explained that there's something called a market value. Market value is ein lehekdish shel makom v'shayt. Now, person makes a neder, and they say, "Don't lie. I have to give my value to hekdish." Right? Now the question is, what market value is taken into account? We know it's ein lehekdish shel makom v'shayt. That's for sure. We only go by its time and place. The question is, what time and place do we go by? What does the Torah consider Mekoymoy V'shaita? What does the Torah consider Mekoymoy V'shaita? So, Rashi comes and says like this. He says, listen, he says, the market, there has to be a Mekoymoy V'shaita. What is that Mekoymoy V'shaita? It's going back to what you were bringing up at the beginning. What is the Mekoymoy V'shaita of Hekdesh? Now, we know that for sure there are cases where we can't evaluate what you were worth at the time of the neder. Okay. So I said, for a dover poshet, should be amoytzi mechaveh olavaraya, which is what Tosfos seems to be saying. I would suggest it's mamish the opposite. Rashi holds, by Hekdesh we don't say amoytzi mechaveh olavaraya. By Hekdesh, it's the other way around. It's sofik l'chumra. If you have a sofik neder, you have to go l'chumra to Hekdesh. It's a sofik isim. You have to go l'chumra. Just like the Ran brings down in the Dora, that a sofik neder is l'achmer, even if it's negay at the moment of sticky thing. Surely by Hekdesh. So really, the when a person makes a neder, logic would dictate that if we have a question that something was worth more, you'd have to give the higher value. And if we had a suffix, you'd have to pay enough that we should have no suffix anymore. In other words, if we have a suffix, if you were worth 20 slime, 25 slime, or 30 slime, you should have to give the 30 slime to pater your neder. There's no amoytzi mechaveh olavaraya by nidrei hekdesh. You have to give more to make sure that you fulfilled your neder. Suffix hekdesh is lahachna, right? Yet we see that the Torah says, v'midei akoyim. The Torah says that we evaluate you at that time, and we don't go and take assumptions that you were worth, maybe you were worth more. Once the Torah does that, that shows that the market, the Mekoyme V'shaita of Nidrei Hekdesh, is by the time of the evaluation. Because if it wouldn't be, then it would be the other way around. It would be Suffolk L'chumra the other way. So what it really means is, the only way to learn it is that the activation of the Neder is at the time that the Kohen is Marech you. There is no other way to learn. Bezdin is Marech you. At that time, when Bezdin is Marech you, that activates your nether. It's almost like a validation. You make a nether, the nether now is lingering. Okay? It's like a pledge, a potential pledge. Now you bring it in and it gets validated. You put it into the machine. And the chalois of the nether is chal when you stick it to the machine. Otherwise, there is no other way to learn. That's what Rashi is saying. There is no other way to learn. Because otherwise, it's ein l'davar sof. You always would have to give l'chumra. It's not, Tosfos is saying, mech teisa, maybe if you know, Rashi is saying very simple. If in fact, when you make a neder to Hekdesh, it activates immediately, you would always have to give the higher number to Hekdesh to be yoytze mikol sofik. You don't have to know it. You would know, because we know, let's say we know the most that this guy could have been worth is let's say the range of this is, let's say, between 30 and 100 slums. So give 100 slums. There's a range. There's clearly a range that we know. So if the onus is on you, it's not like a moment where you say, I'm oitzim mechavel of a raya. So the whole concept that the Torah says that we're marach what you were worth forces us to say that the nether is lingering. Because if the nether was already activated, that process doesn't make sense. So the process forces us to accept that when you make a nether, the nether is like a potential pledge that gets validated at the time of evaluation. Now we understand. Now you would say, well, since Erech is also a nether, so maybe it's also only a lingering pledge, just like Nedarim. And therefore, it doesn't get validated. It's not that I have two times to go by. I only have one. Because our question was, what do you mean? There's two Zmanim. By Erech, and you don't have two good Zmanim. If we're going to learn it from the Dorim will tell us that there really is validation. And the validation is not just to verify, it's to activate. Once we're going to accept that there's an activation, then the Koyme Vishato is activated. There's only one Zman to go by. And that's why the Gemara says there would be a Hekesh from Erech into Nedarim. You have to realize, by every Erech, it's based on a nether. Every time you say Erech Yolai, that's a nether. It's a nether of Erech. So I would now go, just like by Nedarim, I know for a fact that it gets activated later, which really means that the nether didn't go into effect. Right? That's why. Why do I go by what you're worth then? Not because there's a new din I go by, because that's when the nether is chal. That there's a new din. If it's a din, it's not a din. That the nether is activated at that time. Until that time, the nether is in limbo. Halachically, there's no ramifications from that nether until it gets activated by Bezin, because that's the only way to explain that we take the lower. The only way to explain. Otherwise, there would be no such halach. But if I can't, because I'm Hekdish al Makom v'Shaita. Hekdish always goes by the time of the nether. Always. So what's the reason why we don't take into account what you're worth before? The only way to learn it is that it doesn't get activated until Bezdin is Marach you. So now we have a very simple thing. Just like the nether of Domim doesn't get activated until Hamada by Bezdin, so maybe the nether of Erech doesn't either get activated until later. But doesn't matter anymore, because the way I'm learning, it's not based on Svara. The Svara forces us to say that there's a din. The way Tosfos is looking at it is, Rashi is saying like this, really by nether we want to charge you what you were worth then. We're stuck. So Tosfos is learning, we're stuck. And therefore, because we're stuck, we have a halachic conclusion. Halachic conclusion is you pay what you know. We can't make you pay what you don't know. Rashi says the opposite of Tosfos. He says, there's no such thing. We would always make you pay maximum. The reason why the Torah says that we evaluate you is al-korchach, the only way to understand that, is that the Torah is telling us how it works. How does it work? The nether has to get activated. It's the only way to explain it. So it's true. The reason why it's the only way to explain it is because there's a svara. But the svara is no longer what we're using. And that's not the hekesh that the Ragachev is asking. How can we make a hekesh? We're not making a hekesh the svara. The svara is out the window. The svara was just a way of us coming to the conclusion that there's a validation process. The svara forced us to understand that hamada is not practical, but it's activation. In other words, there are two ways to learn Hamada. One way is, Hamada is practical. Practical means we have to know what you're worth. So there's a process, how we evaluate it. Come to Bez and we evaluate it. If it's only practical, then logic would dictate that maybe we should go by what you're worth before. So Rashi says, no, you can't go by what you're worth before, because we don't know what you're worth before. Tosfos says, well, maybe we do. In some cases, we definitely do. Like Shelley's case, the guy lost his arm. We know. The Torah says, no. It's not practical. The practical question that Rashi is raising is only forcing us to say that when the Torah says we go other, the Torah activates the nether. It's not that the nether is here from before, and we don't know what to do, and this is what we do. No. The Torah is saying this is the activation. Now, the reason why this is the activation is no longer logical. It's Xeris HaKosuf. The Torah that says that we evaluate you, it lies in that Xeris HaKosuf, that's what activates the Nevin. Because there's a Pasuk. No. If it's not for the Pasuk that we had by Erechin, once there's a Hekesh from these two things, and we had nothing by Erechin, we would say, oh, just like there's a validation process to make a Neder Bichal, there's a validation process to make an Erech Bichal. And therefore, in a sense, when is your Erech really happening? Ve'richo Yakoyen. You follow?
Why would you necessarily say that?
Because I have a Hekesh. I have a Hekesh from the Dorim to Erechin, from Erechin to the Dorim. So now we had a question. Now the Gemara says, well, without a Pasuk, I would say that just like by Nedorim, we go by Hamadas Bezdin, so by Erechim, we also go by Zman HaRoch. So Rashi says, what's going on here? How do we know by Nedorim we go by Hamada? Maybe we don't. So Rashi says, well, listen, we can't, there's no way in the world when we're making the Hamada that we could know what you were worth before. So therefore, it can't be. So Tosfos says, well, maybe in a case where we do know, Tosfos is learning the whole thing is practical. Tosfos is learning, the Dayanim are scratching their heads. They're going, what was he worth then? We don't know. Okay, we're stuck. Pay what you are today. That's how Tosfos is learning. Tosfos is learning, the Dayanim are going, 1 second. Really, ideally, we would like to charge you what you were worth then. We just don't know. So the Dayanim basically are defeated. They're defeated because they don't know what to do. So they say, okay, the only real number, the only hard number we have is what you're worth today. So we can only get out of you what you're worth today. That's how Tosfos is learning. So Tosfos is saying, if that's the case, in a case where the Dayanim are not scratching their heads, they go, 1 second, it's this guy, like Shelley's case, plus an arm. Or it's this guy, plus he had certain strengths then that he doesn't have today. So why can't they charge him more? That's Tosfos' point. Number one, Ragachov's question. If they're scratching their heads by Erech, and they're not scratching their heads, they know what the Erech was then. So they're not scratching their heads. Why in the world would you give a low Erech? The answer is there's no scratching heads going on. Rashi is explaining there's no scratching heads. Rashi really is exactly like Tosfos. Rashi is just saying there really is no special drosha. Tosfos is saying there must be a drosha by Nedorim that tells us that we don't go by the time of the Neder. Rashi is saying I don't have to come on to a pasuk. The fact that the Torah says that there's an evaluation process and you pay a set value and there's no way of us knowing what you were worth before and you really should have to pay more, you should have to pay the maximum and you don't, is a raya that your nether has to get activated. Now Bezdin's not scratching their heads anymore. They're not even interested in what you were worth. You had an arm, you didn't have an arm, they're not even looking chelly at that anymore. They're saying, listen, Bezdin is not scratching their heads. They're saying the fact that the Torah gave us this process shows that there's an activation to your nether. When you make a nether, it doesn't obligate you. What obligates you is our Hamada obligates you. Now, and we don't care anymore. We tell the Dayanim, would you like if Eliyahu HaNavi could come here today and tell you? No, we don't care what Eliyahu HaNavi has to tell us. Because the Torah says that the nether that he made has to be activated. Now it's very good. Says the Gemara, so now without a new Pasuk by Erechin, we would say new Erechin is learned from the Dorim, and just like the Dorim needs an activation for the Nether to stand on its own feet, the Erech also needs it. You threw out Erech Koyolai. Okay, so you threw something in the air, now it got to be anchored. It gets anchored by Harocha. We would. Comes this extra Pasuk that says Kerechacha, that tells you no, it goes by that time. Without a separate, we would say there is a validation process. The Gemara says, no, it's a Pasuk Erechacha. So the Pasuk tells you, no, and as soon as you make it gets anchored. It doesn't need, it's not in limbo until Bezdin. No, that we're going to see, because there's a difference between Nidre and Nidre moment. The value of a Hadas when? What? You can't say value of a hadas. What hadas? If you went to a hadas shul mitzvah, then that's what it was worth. Okay, first of all, good yor. Next Sunday there won't be a shir. Okay, Sunday Chol HaMoed there won't be shir, but Sunday after Yom Tov we'll have shir.
The last few weeks we learned that according to Rashi, the crux of Rashi's shita is that the crux of is that we're always going by the time when the evaluation is set, right?
Right.
So based on that, without the pasuk, why would Rashi? Without the pasuk, Rashi would still have to learn. In other words, how could it be that Rashi's darim? It's true to erchin according to Rashi that